Hi everybody, so this is video number 4 explaining about SIBO and bloating. Okay, so let's explain about bacteria overgrowth. So bacteria, they have two phases when they overgrow, and it takes the first phase is log and lag phase, actually other way around, lag and log, because if you leave, for example, if you leave the food on the counter outside, it will not grow bacteria immediately, so it takes time, and this time is like, for example, like 12 to 24 hours it will start, bacteria will start growing on this food that you left on the counter, right? So it's not immediately, so it takes time. So the first phase before they start overgrowing, it's like approximately 12 hours, it's called lag phase, and the other one, when they get adjusted to the environment and then they start overgrowing, it's lag phase. Okay, lag and log, the second one is log. Okay, so it's same in our intestines. So if the food that we are consuming, it takes long time to go through the intestines and down to the colon, it will become too overgrown. They will adjust to the environment and they will start overgrowing. So usually, normally in the small intestines, the time is like 6, 8 or 10 hours until the food reaches the colon. So that's short time, so the bacteria doesn't have time to adjust to the environment and to overgrow. So that's why in the small intestine we should have less bacteria and we shouldn't have overgrow. But if this process, if there is stagnation, then we actually accommodate the bacteria overgrowth in the small intestines. So, and also there are the migrating motor complex, the electrical waves that are actually cleaning up the bowel. It's like detergent, it's cleaning up the bowel, and it doesn't let the bacteria to overgrow. This is normal with people who does not have SIBO. Okay, so if these all mechanisms are working, but what happens if they are not? So people with SIBO has some of this mechanism not functioning properly, and it's discovered that it's like 50% from the adults have some issue, some of these mechanisms in the digestive system that are not working properly. We explained 4 of them, okay? We will explain now 4 of them. And of course, first one we didn't mention, but it's very important, is the mouth. And the mouth is, we have to have like no infections in the mouth, to clean the teeth, of course, no toxins like amalgam, which is leaching mercury in the blood, and we don't have like bad teeth, and you know, this has to be taken care of first. This is very important. The second one, which is our first one, is the stomach acid. And the stomach acid is killing all the bad, which we swallow from the mouth. So stomach acid will take care of it. It has to be between 2 and 3 pH, which is very acidic, and it's killing all the bad bacteria. It doesn't allow them to enter the small intestine. But what happens? Stomach acid, with the people who have stress, zinc deficiency, H. pylori, or oral use of PPIs or proton pump inhibitors or anti-acidic medications, antacids. So they all have disturbed the normal acidity of the stomach. And this is actually the first barrier that is allowing to have SIBO and bloating. And this is in this case, when we swallow all the bad bacteria, they are not killed and they allow them to inhabit in the small intestine and to overgrow and to colonize there. And 50% of the patients with SIBO is proven that they have been using PPIs, so anti-acid medications. Okay, so this was the number one. So are you one who have used this and you have like some of these stressors and deficiencies or H. pylori or something that you think that may have contributed to your SIBO and bloating. Just let me know in the comment. And how many hours do you think that you need your food to move through the intestines? How many hours? I explained how many hours is normal time. And what do you think is your time that your food travels from the mouth to the colon? Let me know in the comment. This is very important. Number two is the bile. Okay, so we all know that bile is produced in the liver, is stored in the gallbladder, and through the bile duct, there it's released in the small intestine. And bile is actually it's helping with fat soluble nutrients. Okay, so we absorb fat with bile, binds the toxins. This is very important because detoxification is very important. So it binds the toxins, and it because bile is reabsorbed, and the toxins are taken to the liver, where liver takes care of them, like converts them into water soluble and expel them through the urine. But the big problem here is if we have too much toxins in the liver, then the liver again sends the bile to the gallbladder with toxins, and then we can create gallstones and, you know, liver stones and too much toxicity. Okay, so they said that during one meal the bile is reabsorbed in the end of the small intestine, ileum, and again released by the bile duct 15 times during one meal. Imagine that. So bile is very important, and it's together combined with the short chain fatty acids, it's cleaning the intestines like detergent. Okay, so short chain fatty acids are very important for together with the bile to clean and move the food, to clean the intestines. And this is, the bile is very strong antimicrobial. Okay, so it's also killing the bad bacteria and bad microbes. So if this is not working properly, if you have, let's say, gallbladder removed, or gallbladder duct are clogged, or liver is clogged with toxin, cannot produce enough bile, you know, this all influence in how the bacteria will pass and will be killed, or will stay in the small intestine, and it will allow them to overgrow and create bloating and SIBO. So let me know which one do you think it's your cause. Okay, so we covered these two. The next two we will cover in the next video. Okay, so see you next time. Bye. And if you like this video, please share it with your friends and family if you think they will find it useful, if they have these issues like symptoms, bloating, SIBO, and they need to understand how is this working and what they need to fix in order to prevent this to happening. Okay, so see you next time. Bye.